Hello everyone. Good afternoon. I hope you had a wonderful lunch. Kulang pa ba? Thank you, Pastor June, for joining us. And as I was saying, kanina meron na tayong introduction for Nick Panes. Siguro ano lang. Sabi ko nga kay Nick, relax ka lang, bro. Because alam niyo po si Nick, ano yan, although he can serve as a consultant to other companies. And of course, you've heard me said he's a senior vice president. Kinakwento ko doon sa table namin kanina. Alam niyo ang unang trabaho niya sa Citibank? Collection. Yung telepono, yung tatawag sa yon, hindi ka na nagbabayad ng bill mo. Oo. Tama ba? It was the time when there was no computer yet, puro index cards, di ba? And it was a very stressful job. So, it just goes to show you that Nick started from the rank and file and went up to become an SVP of the company, in charge of training and development for the entire Asian region. No? And ang dami kong gustong sabihin kay Nick, but siguro simply lang, ano yan, he's one of the sons in the house. He's not an external guy, he's not a consultant. He got saved in Victory Taft in the UP Manila Little Theater. Yan. And became a Victory Group leader, leadership group leader. Sometimes you preach in Malate, no? And MCs, the services. So, kahit na yung mukhang intimidating itsura ni Nick, he's one of us. Kunyari lang yan kasi galing sa business meeting. Ano Mike? Cell group leader nga pala yan. Oo. Tsaka intern yan dati, nag-intern. Oo. Ayan. Oo. Alright, let's welcome Mr. Nick Panes.
Great to be back here. Thanks, ha. Oo nga. Thanks everyone. Thanks bro. So ako, I'm so blessed to be here again. So good afternoon. Yan, medyo challenging lang ating timing dahil afternoon. Pero I hope you'll be with me throughout the whole, until anong oras ba tayo bro? 7, 8, 9. So at least throughout the whole time. No. So basically I'll be here to facilitate. So I'm not gonna be here to train you guys. Kasi ang tuturo ko or share ko sa inyo, something na I'm sure alam nyo na or na-experience nyo na before. Right now, kasi that's now the methodology that we're doing in, even in my company, in our organization. So it's all about putting, you know, all of those things that we've learned in the past, and it's really nothing new. It's really all about back to the basics. I'm sure narinig natin yan, maski kala Pastor Steve, diba? Talaga, it's all about back to the basics. So before I start, I just want to, of course, honor Pastor Ado for inviting me once again to be here. Yan, so talagang you're so blessed to have him overseeing this program, ha? Kasi I admire companies or organizations who come up or invest into programs like this. At the end of the day, di ba, each organization, they rest all around leadership. And it's very good that I'm so very blessed to know that, you know, in our spiritual family, we're also very serious about leadership. It's all about long term, eh? Kasi if you really build the seeds and the foundations on the current leadership, in the future, kayo rin ang magta-transfer ng mga experiences ninyo, expertise ninyo, and the things that you've encountered, whether it's accomplishments or learnings, meaning mga failures, okay pa rin yun. Kasi tuloy-tuloy pa rin ang ibig sabihin, that's how serious we are in this organization, in this spiritual family, and even making the vision really be trickled down in the future. So thank you so much, Pastor Ado, and also sino ba mga kasama dito? Pastor Paul Barker, right? So you guys really are doing a good job in doing this. Kasi kami rin, we're very serious kahit na ngayon. If you will hear in the news, medyo cascading ang mga companies kagaya namin. But you know, investing in programs such as talent development, leadership development, organizational development, talagang ano yan eh, must yan. It's a no-no. Kasi otherwise, we will become part of the what you call as mga dinosaur organizations, di ba? Ang lalaki dati, tas ngayon wala na. Di ba? Who would have thought, you know, like companies na ang lalaki before, di ba? Mga, have you heard about Barings, di ba? Ano po yung mga companies na all of a sudden, after 200 years, 300 years, nawala bigla, di ba? Because most of the findings that they say is really because of the lack of sustainable, strong leadership. Sabi nga nila, an organization, it really all about, it depends on leadership. Kaya talagang, I admonish you guys, encourage you guys, na talagang you bless Pastor Ado and, you know, the leadership team who was invested in this kind of program. And also, congratulations, kasi kayo yata yung pilot program and this is gonna be your last session, tama ba?
Yes,
so give yourselves a hand. Congratulations, good job. So hopefully, yung mga learnings ninyo, you'll be able to share them as feedback to kay Pastor Ado para tuloy-tuloy. Para next batch naman, kung ano yung mga areas na nakita nyo works well, maituloy-tuloy nila. And at the same time, yung mga area na kailangan nilang improve further, i-apply nila. Okay? So we encourage you to give those feedback. Para at least, pagbalik ko rin next year, yan, kasi Ado, talagang hinook na ako dito. Eh, di ba? Pero okay lang din sa akin, kasi I really love, you know, sharing what I really love doing right now. Kasi what I'm doing, sabi nga ni Pastor Ado, in the company, sabi ko nga, ang dami ng opportunities for me to get out. Like, mayroon akong dalawang classmate dito, tatlong classmate, eh. Dapat full-time na ako. Pero wala, hindi natuloy ang Turkey, di ba? So si Brian lang nasa Turkey. So I'm part of the I-54. So kami yata yung second to the last batch, no? Bago baguhin ang program ng ENLI. Pero yun na nga, siguro God really has a way lang talaga bakit nandito pa rin ako sa organization. Kahit na ilang taon na akong umiiyak na God, ayoko na. You know, willing na kami mag-asawa na talikuran ng corporate life, change lifestyle, and change, ano, but siguro yun talaga God really has a purpose. And I'm so happy na kahit nandun pa rin ako, I'm able to take part in this, you know, events good. Like this. Good. Okay? So I just want to share with you, basically this course, so from now until, ano was tayo, bro? 4:30? 4:30. You know, I understand from Ado, ang program ninyo, it's really all about spiritual, ano yun, bro? Spiritual leadership, organizational leadership, and ministry skills. So right now, this afternoon, if you'll indulge me, I'm gonna share with you one of the key important leadership tools right now. So in terms of your leadership, organizational leadership objective or trust, hopefully, makabigay ito ng relevance sa ginagawa natin. As I mentioned, I will just facilitate. Magpapakita lang ako dito ng mga bullets and exercise, pero we will learn from each other. Especially, sabi ko nga kay Ado, bro, when we were doing the training needs analysis or discussion, sabi ko, baka ang challenge ko dito, this is an organizational context or framework. So how will we make it relevant in a church or spiritual family setting? Diba? Kasi pag sa organization, ang daling i-apply nito. Lalo na in a organization na very meritocracy-based, kung hindi gumagawa ng tungkulin nila ang team members, eh objectively, tsugi. Diba? Ship up or shape up. Ship out or shape up. So yan yung mga terms ngayon eh. So unfortunately, kaya natin gawin yon dahil sila, yun nga, they earn a living from us, from the organization. Now, from the spiritual family perspective or the church perspective, magagawa ba natin siya? Parang hirap, di ba? Challenge. Kasi lalo na, a lot of our teams, especially kayo here, most of them are really volunteers. Tama po ba yun? So, pag volunteers, hindi natin ma-apply yung concept na shape up or ship out, di ba? So, you're not just hurting them, physically or in a normal world, in a normal context, even spiritually. Baka maapektuhan pa natin sila, right? So, I hope you'll bear with me in that context na kung may mga ideas dito na medyo feeling nyo or you believe strongly na mukhang hindi applicable, it's okay. Kaya nga we will learn from each other. So, again, these are all concepts, paradigms, frameworks that are available out there. It's just for some companies or some organizations, it really work because of, you know, the situation where they are in. And hopefully here, we also get to have that judgment call. Yung tool ba ito, effective or not. Definitely, there are a lot of items here that are very, very effective, especially as you manage team, as you manage diverse people, as you are part of an organization where everything is really monitored, tracked, and see the value. So, yung mga areas na yun, sana yun na makuha nating mga techniques or tools. Pero kung may mga ibang bagay na masyadong hard and medyo hindi applicable, you know, I'm sure you'll have your discernment and at the same time your leadership judgment call to see, it doesn't work, it won't work here. Okay? So having said that, Kagaya ng sinabi ko last time sa inyo, at saka dito ba yun, or dun sa isang group. Sabi ko, whatever I do here, whatever I share with you guys, don't look at it as talagang hard and fast rule na carved in stone. Ah, hindi, sinabi kasi nila sa Citibank, kanya nang ginagawa eh. O global organization yun, gawin din natin para tayo 200 years din ang itagal natin. So, hindi ganun, ha? So, I'm here sharing with you some tools here and hopefully, you'll put it in a framework or mindset na para kayong sila, may mga anak dito, si Handy Manny. Narinig niyo ba si Handy Manny? Yan, paborito ng anak ko ngayon eh. So, si Handy Manny, meron siyang toolbox. So, yung mga toolbox niya, ang daming kumakanta, nagsasayaw. So, whatever situation he face, he'll just get something from his toolbox. So, ganun din sana tayo dito. So, hopefully, whatever framework, whatever tools I will share with you here, and you will learn from each other, you put it in as part of your toolbox or leadership toolbox. Para if that situation arises, you know, you use your judgment call and your leadership call. At the same time, your spiritual discernment, kung ano yung tama or appropriate na gagamitin natin. So, hindi siya cookie cutter approach, but rather, knowing and understanding ano yung applicability sa church natin or sa group natin. Diba? Kasi ayokong mag-kumpar-kumpara kayo, diba? Siyempre, iba-ibang church tayo. Iba-iba yung competency ng mga tao sa mga church ninyo. Diba? May ibang church talagang very high-tech. Like, diba, alabang, ang dami yung gagaling sa mga audiovisual, ano, diba? May ibang church naman, talagang ang strength nyo, mga estudyante. Diba? Kung immobilize nyo sila, talagang hala, Twitter yan, sigurado, trending ka agad today. Diba? So, may mga ganyan-ganyan tayong instances. So, hopefully, you just look at this as one of the leadership tools that you can readily or handily pick up when the time arises na meron kayong situation na may encounter na to. Alright? So, let's continue. Sabi ko nga dito, ang ating objective, basically, apat na bagay lang or apat na items lang in this 4-hour module. Number one, hopefully, we'll understand what are the important components of a team. Lalo na, yun na nga, in our context as a spiritual family, ang mga tao na ina-assign sa atin, how do you look at them? Are they just part of a group? Or are they really part of a team? Eh, isa yan sa mga eureka moments talaga sa akin by one of my disciples here in Taft. Kailan si Pastor Jonathan, di ba? Mahilig yun sa mga gimmick-gimmick, di ba? So isa yun sa na-impart niya sa akin, yung gumimmick-gimmick. And that's the way you really build relationships. And there was a time na talagang ako, yung mga hinahandle ko na, yun na nga, cell group dati, parang puro gimmick-gimmick na lang talaga. And apparently, it's really more of a group rather than a team. So in that perspective, na parang, o sige, gimmickan-gimmickan lang, pero ano ba talaga objective ng group na yon? So it's really all about discipleship, it's really all about growth, you know, spiritual growth. So ganito rin ang context natin when we manage a team or a group. Do you look at them as a group? Meaning warm bodies na sinabi, o sige, Rev, itong limang tao na to, ikaw bahala dyan. So group lang yon. Pero iba pag merong team, in perspective natin, team ang hinahandle natin. Kasi we're not just here to build a team, but really make sure that it is managed as a high-performing team. Okay, so hopefully that's the concept that we will apply here. Number two, understand the critical levers of a successful or high-performing team. Ngayon, ang mundo talaga ngayon, lalo na sa in-organization, when we look at leading teams, we look at them as leading them to become high-performing team. Kasi iba na ang mundo, lalo na nung 2008. Are you familiar what happened globally 2008? Yung global crisis, di ba? Talagang it changed the way the whole world, you know, has been. Especially kami sa business, talagang feel namin. Ibang-iba na ang mundo right after October 2008. So having said that, ngayon, kapag nagmamanage ka ng tao, nagbimanage ka ng company, wala, iba na yung framework, the way you look at them. Making sure everything is cost efficient, everything is high performing. Gone are the days na, sige, meron kang 1,000 na taong pinapasweldo, yun, okay lang yun. So operationally, everyday, sige, 1,000 people come and go to the organization. Ngayon, iba na eh. Make sure na yung 1,000 people na yon are really exceeding their goals. Meaning, ang productivity ng team mo ay talagang more than 100%. More than what is really expected from them. Okay? Kaya ang challenge dito sa atin ngayon as leaders, hindi lang tayo nagmamanage ng warm bodies. We are managing a high-performing team. Okay? So, lagyan natin yan sa perspective ng ating mga church na nililid right now. hanggang saan ang kaya ninyo? Hanggang saan yung threshold na kaya nyong i-stretch sila to be high-performing? Okay? Of course, we all know at the end of the day, we're guided by the vision, you know, to honor God and make disciples. Pero in terms of the viability of the church or the viability of the team that you're handling, until saan nyo sila kayang i-stretch? Okay? Na hindi mako-compromise yung kanilang ma-offend sila or, you know, i-question nila yung credibility mo as a leader. Okay? Number three, ito yung bago na ibibigay ko or yung offer sa inyo. Yung understanding a new paradigm in terms of facilitating a team to develop. Before, sa college, I recall, so 1994 ako graduate sa university ko, during that time, ang talagang peg ng mga team development, yung forming, storming, norming, performing. Have you heard about that? So ngayon, tapos na yun. Medyo pase na yun. So most of the organizations right now, specifically the top 500 corporations, we follow a certain team development framework, and yun yung isi-share ko sa inyo. Medyo ma-detailed lang siya, but you know, maybe yun nga, in the context of our time right now, iba talaga na you don't look at it in a simple, you know, in a simple context. Talaga ang mga teams ngayon, iba-iba na eh. Lalo na ngayon, our challenge is to really how to effectively lead the Generation Y team members or teammates. Ibang-iba kasi ang psyche nila eh, kumpara nung dati, di ba? Pag part nung mga panahon na medyo, yun nga, mga panahon pa natin. Ngayon, ang mga Generation Y, iba. Mabilis mag-isip, very demanding, very aggressive. Yung talagang engagement sa kanila, iba. Di ba? Kasi lahat instant eh, lahat fast. So, we try to apply these new stages para at least mas clear, mas effective talaga, or mas high-performing yung team na hinahandle natin. Kasi otherwise, kung hindi, nako, nagpapagod lang tayo sa pagmamanage ng team na hindi natin iniintindi ano ba talaga yung issues at saka ano ba talaga yung progress ng team. And then lastly, hopefully, you'll be able to apply immediately to your respective teams right now. My assumption, lahat tayo dito, we're leading a ministry in a church, right? Tama ba? So who among you here leads, you know, the campus ministry or campus groups? So isa, dalawa, singles, young professionals. Wala. Kids. Oh, nga pala, of course, Pastor Rev. Ano pa ba? Pastoral services or administrative. Ganun ba yun? Yan, meron yung discipleship, definitely. Yan. So at least, maganda yan. Kasi mamaya may exercises tayo, apply natin eh, sa mga team. Kaya nga, ang pausap lang sa akin ni Pastor Ado, dun sa mga case studies natin, kung may nakalagay ako doon na nilagay na specific ministry, tanggalin nyo yon ministry na yon, i-apply nyo sa applicable sa inyo. Ha? Para makuha natin yung relevance natin doon sa case study. Alright, so having said that, first ano natin, icebreaker group sharing from each table. Can we share or can you choose a representative or choose a volunteer? Yeah, choose a volunteer in your perspective. Tama ba? Na? Not all groups are teams. Ay, bakit ganito yung ating ano? Pwede ba nating i-escape, bro? Yung sa akin, tapos i-flash ulit. Flash mo ulit. Yeah, ito. Dyan. Thanks. O sige, per team. Siguro tama, three groups na lang, ano? Para mas ano. So, maybe one or two volunteers per group. What's your thoughts on this one? Are all groups teams? And what's the difference? May difference ba? O sige, bro. Yes or no? Yes. Why? May difference ba? O sige, ano yung mga difference, bro? Can you share with us? Share to the group.
Pag groups, walang common vision or goal. Eh.
Very good.
Teams meron.
Yan. So teams meron. Very good. Any more?
Not all groups have organization.
Not all groups have organization.
Or structure.
Or structure. Very
teams,
good.
Teams usually have.
Correct. So yun nga yung sasabi ko, yung learning ko dati sa cell group ko. Yung parang familiarity na eh, na hindi na nila alam, cell leader ako eh. So bastusan na eh, utangan na eh. Diba? So if you draw the line, hey, diba? Discipleship pa rin ito. Hindi ito barka-barkadahan lang. Diba? So ganun din natin i-apply yun. Kung hindi natin alam ang team, discipleship team to a group, kung barkadahan lang kayo, eh wala. Yung in-expect mo mag-grow siya, yung in-expect mo mag-disciple siya, eh walang mangyayari talaga dahil hindi klaro sa kanya eh, na yun ang role natin eh. Diba? Good. From this table. Yes, not all groups think the same, definitely. What else?
Not all groups have leaders.
Not all groups have leaders. Posible. Kasi nga, hindi clear yung role eh. Sino bang leader? Sino bang scribe? Sino bang finance? Sino bang admin? So, may structure, may clarification of roles. Very good. Our last group.
I think one of the major differences is the spelling.
So, nag-semantics na. Seryoso ba? Seryoso ba?
Sabi ko na nga ba, may laman na, may laman. May laman na yun.
Seryoso pa eh, no?
Nasabi nyo na kasi lahat eh. Yun ang lahat na sulat namin.
So lahat, okay na. Wala
pang I think when it comes to vision.
Vision?
Yung groups, parang kanya-kanyang ano eh. I mean,
correct.
They can be...
Hindi, in fairness naman, organization kayo tsaka role sa kanila, vision.
Alam ni sir yan. Kayo talaga, vision.
Okay, good. So vision, definitely.
Yes, what that's why without vision, groups perish, di ba? But with teams talaga, there's always prosper.
I think another one is that not all groups work together.
Not all groups work
together?
Yeah,
you can just be a group wherein you like, you know, there's nothing.
Precisely.
Wala kang gagawin, so sali lang ako sa grupo.
Correct. Minsan kasi wala ka ng vision, wala kang mission, wala kang goals, wala kang objectives. So ano lang ba talaga itong ginagawa natin? Ano, barkadahan lang talaga, every week tayo nagkikita, every week nagbabasahan lang tayo ng material. So ano to? Ano tong material na ito? Diba? Uma-attend lang tayo ng event every quarter. So ano tong event na ito? So wala talagang actionable or walang expectation. Very good. So having said that, at least it's clear with us ha, kasi yun ang ating perspective. Na pag in-apply natin itong 7 stages na pag-aaralan natin mamaya, i-look natin siya sa perspective na team. Ina-apply natin siya sa team. Kasi otherwise, kung ilalagay natin siya sa group lang, or talagang, eh kasi spiritual family, family to eh, walang expectations eh, medyo magiging challenging yun sa atin, especially as the leaders of our church. Diba? So okay lang naman yun, sa simula siguro, yung walang expectation muna, hinay-hinay lang, sakto lang kung ibibigay nila. Pero kung talagang nag-grow na yung church natin, eh we have to put already certain clarification, certain boundaries. Right? Lalo na ngayon, ang lalaki ng mga church natin. Hindi na pwede yung dati na parang family lang kayo. Na bahala na, di ba? Kung ano mangyari. Eh ngayon, libo-libo na yung mga tao natin sa church. So kung wala tayong perspective na ganito, eh wala, di ba? Madumi ang church, ang gulo, di ba? Kung wala tayong limit na 750, eh wala na. Sigurado, puno-puno na yung sanctuary natin. Kung ano mangyari, talagang stampede na yan. Di ba? Sa simula, makaka-offend tayo. Di ba? Ano ba to? Church ba to? O kumpanya? But still, we have to put that, we have to put that definition and distinction. Okay? So having said that, apply naman natin ngayon into a quick exercise. Gawa tayo ng quick exercise in terms of understanding now the dynamics of a team. So quick exercise. I'm gonna give you 10 minutes. So yung bawat group ninyo, kayo team na kayo. So kayo team of 3, team of 4, team of 4. This is your deliverable as a team. Sabi nga natin, ang group, walang vision or walang objective. Ngayon, team kayo, itong objective nyo. Kailangan nyong gumawa ng plano for your church's coming silver anniversary program. 25 years eh. So ngayon, you have to come up with a one-week program na in that 1 week, meron kayong something na i-offer for these 5 critical ministries. Campus, family life, kids, young professionals, and something to give back to the community, right? Whether it's a real life or a feeding program, so bahala na kayo. Constraints, yung gagawin ng team ninyo, it has to be done after 3 months. So yung planning ninyo is good for the 3 months thing. And then lastly, budget, syempre, budget-wise, 250 lang ang isi-shell out ng church sa inyo. So bahala na kayo kung gusto yung mag-sponsorship or magpabayad ng ticket, basta this is your limited constraint. So in 10 minutes, can you come up as a group? What's your, as a team, you know, come up with this plan? Okay? Yeah, that's the whole. It's a generic, ang tawag dito? Omnibus campaign or omnibus program. Meaning, lahat tinatackle natin. Lahat ng the whole church or the whole ministry. So hindi siya tactical. Meaning, hindi lang siya pang family life or pang campus. Omnibus, meaning the whole church, the whole program.
Depends on your plan.
Basta this is your deliverable.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Kids everywhere.